Well, don't come with an easy question or anything. I mean, I think the cause of the Civil War was basically how government was going to run, the freedoms and what people could and couldn't do. What do you think the cause of the Civil War was? I'm sorry?
I'm not running for president. I wanted to see your
thing
on the cause of the Civil War.
I mean, I think it always comes down to the role of government and what the rights of the people are. And I will always stand by the fact that I think government was intended to secure the rights and freedoms of the people. It was never meant to be all things to all people. Government doesn't need to tell you how to live your life. They don't need to tell you what you can and can't do. They don't need to be a part of your life. They need to make sure that you have freedom. We need to have capitalism. We need to have economic freedom. We need to make sure that we do all things so that individuals have the liberties so that they can have freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom to do or be anything they want to be without government getting in the way.
Thank you. And in the year 2023, it's astonishing to me that you answer that question without mentioning the word slavery.
What do you want me to say about slavery?
You've answered my question. Thank you.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another episode, another season of the Act Protect Engage, commonly known as the Ape Academy podcast. It feels great to be back. I am your host, Chase H. I am a UVA and Arizona State grad. I am a historian of 19th century America, specifically the Civil War and Reconstruction. I also study labor history, political history, and the history of the criminal justice system. I'm so thankful to be here. I'm so thankful to have another season ready to go. This season, we're going to talk a lot about the Civil War and kind of the hot button issue of slavery. And there's a few reasons for that. We'll get into it. Coming up, it's great to be back. Ape.
It's been dark way too long in this place. That bright smile long gone been replaced. From ear to ear, I see that fear in your face. Tell me when the last time you felt safe. Cause there's some evil people in the streets. Evil at your front door creeping while you sleep. It's time to raise up, show that evil we ain't weak. We don't turn the other cheek. I can show you how to be strong. Come on, follow me. Heard you looking for a hero. Well, look up.
What's going on, world? What is happening? We are back. It's amazing to start season 3. It's been a long time coming. There's been a lot going on, and I'm so happy to be able to present a new season of the podcast, okay? We're going to do a quick introduction. Once again, my name is Chase H. I am a historian. I study the Civil War and Reconstruction, okay? Welcome to my podcast. We are available on IG, Ape Academy Pod, on TikTok with the same name, and we're going to be starting a YouTube pretty soon, okay, guys? So this is going to be a short episode because I really just want to kind of introduce the topic, right? The topic is going to be the Civil War and slavery, okay? That's going to be the topic, and we're going to do that through kind of examining the history of the two major political parties that are vying for power as we speak, okay? We're going to start with the Republican Party because they are the ones that are challenging incumbent President Joe Biden, okay? And there's a few things I want to cover, three main things, right? So why is this an important topic right now in 2024, right? You'll hear people, man, why are we still talking about slavery? We can't seem to escape this issue. What does the Civil War have to do with Donald Trump versus Joe Biden or Nikki Haley? Oh, and by the way, that quote was from presidential candidate Nikki Haley, right? The person in the crowd asked her simply, what was the cause of the Civil War, right? You would think slavery would come out as one of the first reasons. She doesn't even mention it, all right? And that was kind of the motivation for this entire series of podcasts was discussing why. Why is it so difficult for us to acknowledge and talk about slavery in this country, right? And, you know, the Civil War has been used as a political football in recent years, and the motivations and issues surrounding the conflict have been highly disputed despite a broad consensus between modern historians about the causes and the lead up to the Civil War, right? We got a lot of popular narratives being thrown around on the internet, on Twitter, especially from the far right and the opponents of racial progress, right? Collective memory is kind of a tricky thing, right? You can ask five people about their memory of a specific event and you'll have four or five different interpretations of what happened, right? But I think it's important for us to use history as a blueprint, right? As a map for future leaders to follow. So America has become a highly polarized society, and we could kind of see this starting around the presidency of Barack Obama, but it's really bad under Donald Trump. It was really bad under Donald Trump. So we've become highly polarized, and this is in part, I think, because of inflammatory rhetoric and misleading and false information that's being thrown around by all sides, really. And my final point is the two major political parties, they have a culpability in this. I want to discuss how they formed, how they were established, what was the ideological differences that set them on vastly different historical trajectories, right? What made them different? What made them similar? Why is this such a highly contested election this year over racial issues, over history, issues of affirmative action, of DEI, which is diversity, equity, and inclusion? What are these issues? Why do they matter? We're going to trace it, the beginning of all these conflicts, back to the pre-Civil War period. Thank you so much for joining me. This was just an introduction. I want to kind of set the stage, set the table, and we'll be back with another episode in a little while. We appreciate y'all tuning in. Get ready. It's going to be a great series of episodes. We're going to discuss a lot of great historical truths, right? Truths, not fictions. Not distortions of the truth. We're going with the truth. God bless y'all. Thank you for listening. I want to make my podcast a little bit shorter. I know it's hard to hold attention, so thank you for tuning in and sticking with me. God bless you. Ape. Don't forget to follow on Instagram, TikTok. I'm still working on the TikTok videos. We got a lot up right now. You can learn about a lot of different topics. I'm still learning these social media platforms, but we're going to get it done. Sunshine, I'm the lifeline. With this life, I'm gonna be the pipeline. Shining in the nighttime, bet on me to swoop down. I'ma go toe to toe, already know that I'm never gonna back down. Bet on me to stand tall. I take on anything for my crew, bet I risk it all. Wicked, wicked people in the God bless you. Stay safe out here. Ape out.